This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Curious Kate, in association with British Gas Generation Green.
Blimey. Thank goodness my brother Tom is home today. It's very windy and I need him to drive me to my dance class later. My bike just wobbles around in all this wind. Hang on, why is he leaning out of the window?
Tom! What are you doing? You can't fly a kite out of a window, you know. I think you actually need to be outside.
I'm trying to measure how fast the wind is going with my anemometer.
Your what?
My anemometer. Look, it's a bit like those colourful toy spinners you get at the seaside. It has four tiny cups which spin around when caught by the wind. And as it spins, it calculates the wind speed.
And so how fast is it going?
Dunno. It's so windy my hair keeps blowing in my eyes and I can't even read the numbers. Never mind. It's easy to forget how strong wind can be. Remember the damage we saw on telly the other day from that storm in the West Country? All those houses without roofs anymore. That's one of the reasons why electricity companies collect wind power and turn it into electricity.
They collect it on huge farms of windmills, don't they?
You're almost right. You're thinking of wind turbines. They're like modern day windmills.
Oh yeah, wind turbines. They have a big fan on top of a pole, don't they? But how do they create electricity?
Well, as the wind turns the blade of a turbine, this drives a generator which creates electricity. Which all sounds pretty simple, but there are four main parts to a wind turbine to make it work. First is the foundation. This holds the turbine in place. It has to be securely attached to resist the strong winds, or waves if it's offshore. Then, there's a tall tower to keep the blades and equipment high up where the winds are smoother and stronger, and therefore better for the turbine. Next, you have the rotor, gearbox, and generator. The important bits that actually convert the wind energy into electrical energy.
And don't forget the fan. That's the best bit. They look amazing when you see them all together.
Yes, the fan. And the longer the blades and the faster the wind, the more potential electricity.
We saw tons of wind turbines last year when we were driving around Scotland on holiday. Some on top of the open countryside, but loads also out in the sea.
So, how many wind turbines do you think it would take to power the whole of the country?
Good question. A lot. I read an article the other day that talked about 7,000 wind turbines. But on the basis that the average wind farm has only 50 turbines, that's a lot of space.
There's a house down the road with a wind turbine. Does that one count?
Nope. That's 7,000 of the largest turbines. However, some homes can have turbines to help reduce their electricity usage and even contribute some electricity back into the grid.
That would look amazing. But where could we put it? How about in the garden next to the rabbit hutch?
Well, you need a space that's free of obstacles such as trees and buildings. And whilst it can be windy here, it's even better if you live somewhere really windy. To see if their area is windy enough for a wind turbine, you'll find people will put up an anemometer like mine for up to a year to test the strength of the wind.
Ah, I wish we lived somewhere with loads of space for a wind farm. Hang on! Is that the time? You need to drive me to my dance class now!
Okay. As long as we can have the window open and you measure how fast the wind is going with my anemometer.
Curious Kate, in association with British Gas Generation Green. How curious are you? Test your curiosity at www.generationgreen.co.uk/curiosity.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.